Whenever I've heard this gospel, this reading from Scripture, I have to admit I've always sympathized with Peter. Whenever I hear it, I'm like, if I was in Peter's shoes, I probably would have said the same thing. I would have done the same thing. Peter gave up everything. He gave up everything to follow Christ, his entire livelihood. Because from last week, we hear that Peter thought that he is the Messiah, he thought he's the Christ, and he gave up everything to follow the Messiah. And now the Messiah is predicting, he's prophesying, that he's going to suffer greatly and he's going to die, he's going to be killed. So you can imagine what's going through Peter's head. He's like, I just gave up everything to follow you, and now you're predicting you're going to be killed. You have to think he's thinking, he's like, what's going to happen to me? I don't have anything left. Because of that, because I felt like I've always sympathized with Peter, I've always kind of thought Jesus' response to him was always a little harsh. He calls him Satan. He says, get behind me, Satan. But if Jesus is God, and if Jesus' will is God's will, then anything contrary to that would be the will of Satan. And Jesus called it precisely what it was. That Peter wasn't thinking in the terms of God. He was thinking in the terms of man. What's important to note about this gospel is where it comes. In Scripture, this is Matthew 16. It comes immediately after last week's gospel. So if you remember, last week's gospel is Peter's confession. He said, you are the Messiah, you are Christ, you are Son of the living God. And now right after it, we have Peter kind of shooting himself in the foot right after this. It's like, last week, Jesus' response to Peter, he says, you know, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father has revealed this to you. He said, my heavenly Father has revealed this to you. And now, Jesus said, you're not thinking as God does, but as human beings do. So what happened between last week and this week? What could have gone so terribly wrong with Peter in just such a short amount of time? I think the easiest answer to this, the easiest way to look at this, is that Peter made the mistake that we commonly do in our prayer. Peter thought that his will was God's will. I say we make that mistake often in prayer, because there are many times where we approach prayer with a specific intention, and it's always good that we do this. But then we get upset when it's not answered. For example, let's say you're applying for a job. You really want this job, and you don't get the job. What happens then? What happens in your prayer? Or even something that's even out of our control. Let's say we come down with a serious illness, and we pray that this be taken away from us. And that's good. We should pray that this be taken away from us, and I hope that God answers that prayer. But if he doesn't, if you don't get sick, or if you don't get better, what happens? Well, the easiest answer to that is, it wasn't God's will. And that may seem harsh at first. That may seem very harsh. But I will say that I have some good friends who have come down with some serious illness, and they prayed in the similar way that this be taken away from them, as they should. But they haven't gotten any better. And if you'd ask them now, they'd say that this illness is a blessing for them. They're thankful for this struggle. They say they're a better Christian, they're a better Catholic because of this. They're thankful for this. You see that some good has come out of this evil. That sometimes what we think our will is isn't God's will. And God's will is always what is preferred. This reminds me of the play 12 Angry Men. I'm very familiar with this play. I'm not sure if all of you are. It's a very common one. I'm familiar with it because in the seminary every year, we put on a play. I'm not very good at acting, but the other guys put on a play. And in a seminary, since it's all men, you kind of have to think of a play that only has men in it. So it's either 12 Angry Men or really some military movie. So that's what it always is. But with 12 Angry Men, it starts out with this jury. And this jury is about to convict this guy. And by the end of the play, or movie, it's in a movie now, by the end of the movie, the jury has gone in the complete opposite direction of where they started. And a lot of times that's our prayer. A lot of times we're praying, this has to be God's will, please let this happen. And then God surprises us with the opposite. So today I just pray that we're open to this, that we always do bring these things to prayer, while at the same time opening ourselves up to God's will. What could God's will be in this situation? So today, I pray that we're not like Peter. I pray that we're not thinking that our will is always God's will, though it may be the case sometimes. But I pray that we're always open to what God has in store for us.